Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Okay, we've got a drive moment. I'm sure this one, a lot of women can identify. It's kind of sophisticated. In a little bourgeoisie, So we're talking about dating. What is the difference between boundaries versus disinterest? So, we have a clip, right?
Mm.
Okay, so shall we play the clip or you want me to...
Let's play the clip.
Because then it will be a waste, ne?
Yeah,
let's play this clip.
Let's
all right, okay. Because I'm a fair guy and vendor, well, you know, we'll play the clip. Welcome to Chimney's Coom.
But what now, Jack? Once she starts telling me that, she will let me know once she's free. Night's over. It's over. She will never hear from me again. Women create boundaries for men they don't like.
Okay, so there you go. Women create boundaries for men they don't like. I don't agree with it. There are people who, and I respect people who are like that. Like, right from the word go, they will create those so-called boundaries, you know, so that there are no expectations. They'll let you know, like, you know, I don't go out on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I only go out on Sundays. So please excuse me if I'm not available on Wednesday. So don't even take it personal. You already know what you're getting yourself into. And for me, it's a blessing. Like, okay, you've got boundaries. Lena, I've got my boundaries. If you want to see me today, I'm not going to jump. I will let you know, no, I'm not available today. I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. And I'm sure it will also sit well with you.
Do you know what the problem is?
Yes.
The problem, and I'm going to sound slightly preachy.
No, it's fine.
The problem is, I think a lot of us have operated in environments that didn't have boundaries.
Yes.
So when you get into an environment that has a boundary, it's a bit uncomfortable or it feels like an attack.
Yeah.
So like you, Glenn, if I give you a boundary, you want to retaliate with another boundary, which is actually not the way. I was just letting you know that Wednesdays are tough for me.
Yeah.
I won't be able to go out on Wednesdays because I wake up on Thursday at 4 a.m. So Wednesdays become tough. So I think sometimes we don't have the opportunity or we don't give the next person the opportunity to learn that, oh, no, man, humutsa nasabi snacks. It's not because she was not interested. It was purely because she truly cannot come to the party. It's not a jab.
Well, yeah, it's not a jab, but it's kind of doing things when it suits you.
Thank you, Ken. Isn't love supposed to be sacrificing for the next person? If I say to you, Bona Wednesday, when in your world that you've created for yourself, you have already had these walls of saying, when I come on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're only available on Sunday, and that is between 2 and 6. Anything after that, I span. So, like Ken says, let it be comfortable when I say to you, I'm going to go on Monday for the next 2 months, October.
Yeah, but I mean, if truly you are unavailable for 2 months, you are unavailable for 2 months. But if you're retaliating, then we're just becoming big babies about it. The problem is, we do not know when to pause. We live in a world of instant gratification. We live in a world where people want things when they want them. And when a person says, Emma Hanyani, can I come back to you? All of a sudden, that person has cast you. How?
There's boundaries and then there's being disinterested. Yeah, also interested, Kim. Because if you were interested in who I am and what I bring, maybe, you would have given me a chance. You have given me maybe a slight chance to prove I deserve to have a piece of your Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for. But if Aoko interested in what I'm bringing and what I'm all about, you want to create these boundaries and say, I'm not going to see you on Wednesday. No, like you, whatever you've said it. Aoko Wednesday.
The only thing I'll concede to is explanations are important when you're getting to know people. I think giving a reason, I can't see you on Wednesday because... I think that will feel like I'm letting you into my world. But listen, I can't see you on Wednesday. Sounds dismissive. Marif Kiro, you know what? I'm a single mom. My kid comes back at this time. And Wednesdays are tough for me. Generally, ka Friday, I'm free at the weekend. You can't say that person is disinterested.
And then I ask, what on Wednesday, what do you and your son do?
I can't leave them alone.
That's great. Maybe we can I can knock off early. We can get your kid and go to the zoos together.
You see
what
I'm saying? Am I ready to introduce myself? What's kind of like a shilling stage, guys?
But also at the same time, my issue would be then if you set boundaries, right?
Sure.
You want to meet me on a particular day. You must also accept it when I say I'm not available on a particular day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It must be a two-way thing. But when someone sets boundaries, it does not necessarily mean that they have no interest.
Of course.
The fact that they communicate with you means
shows there's some interest. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. There's going to be some finisher movies. Pumba just gave me this look. Voice notes are acceptable.
Yes, they are.
At this number, which is 063-6880959. And you can call us 086-000-959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-6880959.
Hey! Where are the voice notes? Hey, now I want to tell about stuff. This is a topic.
Nah, but stuff is bakuluma ten.
Bakulunya.
Bakuluma ten. Because it's simple. It's boundaries versus disinterest.
Mm.
So, and if someone says to you, I can't see on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I can only see on Sunday. Would you think that person is disinterested in you, or they just they're building boundaries?
If it's batala, guys. Life is happening. I can't really be centered around your own life. I would actually not take that as a red flag.
Mm.
I take it as somebody who is being open and honest and is managing expectation.
Yeah.
At the very least. Because it's cutting things fall apart when I have an expectation that you can't meet.
So a quick example. In the past, I used to work with a lot of female DJs, trying to promote female DJs. And I realized that amongst them, they prioritized relationships more than the profession.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And say, for instance, you do yoga on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., right? And a guy comes into your life and says, no, can I take you out on Wednesday at 7 p.m.? You have every right to say, on Wednesdays at 7, at this time, I do yoga.
Mm.
Can we rather do it on Thursday or at 8 o'clock?
Mm.
But people get so excited when someone new comes along and they disrupt everything that you've done, that you've worked for, practicing as the DJ. Now they take your 7 o'clock slot. They're there for 2 months, and 2 months later, they're out. The relationship is gone.
Yeah, and that's the danger of changing everything right at the beginning. That clip, that guy na sanzana share.
It is.
Ari, if you say to me, I'll come back to you, it means you're destined. You are still shilling me. If you're that interested, Luena, ask me how. Can't do better on Tuesday. Why can't I see you on Tuesday?
African Ali Matlag. Do you know who Matlaku is?
Yes, you.
Okay.
You.
You. Today we're talking dating. What is the difference between boundaries versus disinterest? My philosophy is that some people, sometimes men as well, can play hard to get. We've spoken about how a guy would go to a woman and ask for her numbers, and the guy doesn't call immediately, calls after a few days.
Yep.
Doesn't mean he's not interested. So you see it as an opportunity to win this person over. See it as an opportunity to win this person. Once you win them over, our Wednesday will be open for you, my friend.
Yes.
Thomas, work hard.
Work hard a bit.
Yeah. Because I think when you get upset like this voice note, that it's like you sound like you are spoiled, you are entitled.
Absolutely.
Like just because you want to meet someone tomorrow, and then they must just jump.
Imagine
you know? And once you lose interest, Shem, it's an opportunity for us, Kumba.
Absolutely.
Spirit.
Yeah, people do have boundaries, and understandably so. We need to respect those boundaries. My problem becomes that when your boundaries become selective. For an example, someone would say, "No, I don't go out on Thursdays." Then I see them out with someone else on Thursdays, which means that boundary is selective to me.
Absolutely.
Like that clip it played. It says women create boundaries for the men who they don't like. So if you're bound, that's where the problem is, when the boundary becomes so selective.
If this guy is saying women create boundaries for guys they do not like, can I also in the same breath say men like women who are too easily accessible. Because hey, what the hell? You can't say that. Ribizi, guys.
Rich!
Women really, really create boundaries for guys they don't like. So if you're a guy and you don't pick that up, yeah, you'll hang around for anything. So you need to read those bandumut.
We live in a world whereby but baba tangwenyiwa relationships are disatswana le pele whereby motho ka sedule antse a araba di message tsa hao a day the next day all the time. The first time yes, utlore motho mo nali phi. Second time akitse. But the third time motho arabe the next day and then unjo uli phizo ncengana ncengana le motho. I mean, we must know when to let go. Ladies, my ladies, we must know when to let go. Please, re ska ba ratle ke tsa di parle le lona majents. Ha motho a paisisa, o ska paisisega. Tswada, etswa da.
I think people make time for what they want to make time for, to be honest. Umuntu zo senza isikhathi, maka kufuna ukubona they will make the effort. Finish.
Yeah, hence you need to win that person over.
Yeah.
And especially if it's early stages, like you were saying, they're still shellering you.
I
so you cannot be bullying someone right from scratch. They already, now there are some wrong signs that, you know, you could be very, you could be abusive, an abusive person.
Yeah, and also, like you said, you are entitled.
Mm.
If I say no, kiauroha.
And I've already given you my numbers.
So, I mean, Claire,
come on.
Who feel it no more?
Who feel it no more? How?
You took work sass and binge.
How?
Let's say I even ask you, I'm like, hey, today is bad for me. How are you tomorrow?
Mm.
What's your day like tomorrow? Then when what about we big baby throwing your toys out of the court? You are now saying, Nami tomorrow again, you're available. I need to win out available today.
No, I'm available. Yeah, but for myself. For myself. When?
Big baby.
Now we get
from Big Bang to Big Baby.
Thank
you. I think for me, the problem is, especially in the shelling stage, I get, is that after a week, WhatsApp, phone calls here and there. And then the next thing, this person now wants to come visit you where you stay. Oh, they want you to visit them. Like, no, like, we don't know each other like that as yet. You know, can we at least know each other a bit more? And then, so when you start saying, or nah, okay, can I come to your place? Give me the code to that's when I'll tell you, I'll let you know when I'm available, because wow, we're moving a tad bit too fast. Emanyana, a date nyana here and there, and then but let's get comfortable with each other.
Yeah, as in King I to boot is Nama out. Tinama out is Jimmy's. So no mouse still actual bootish Namalanga Ranji, Aniko available, we are shooter, young test, Mara to Kichimisil Uzagna, because now Mundu Shuanja, the water, I come now in the boot.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.